Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dallas Snyder.
Good evening. Well, as usual, I have wonderful news for you. And the news I have tonight for you is that you truly are unlimited beings. And you have to remember that there is no limitation, that you can do it all and have it all. The reason that we're not doing it all and having it all is because of some disbelief system that's going on inside of us. You've often heard me say, God does not ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. And we all have beliefs, but we do believe in God, and we do believe in this teaching, and we do believe that we can have everything. But inside of that belief system is a disbelief system that's going on. And that is what is holding us back, is the little bit of disbelief that we have. So we have to weed that out of our garden, weed that out of our mind. And we always have to go back to the idea that we truly are connected with this one power in the universe that we happen to call God. And we all can sit here and say that God is unlimited. Does anyone think that God has a limitation? No. Therefore, you cannot have a limitation, because all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. And this thing that we call God is always working in, as, and through you. And you are always moving and living and having your being in this mind of God. So you're having your life in an unlimited potential. There is no limitations whatsoever. But what we do is we buy in to what the world is telling us all the time. And we buy into the limitations of the world. We buy in to whatever an authority figure tells us out there. And we say, oh, this must be true. I cannot do that then. You see. Know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Anything that you believe in and you hold that belief has to manifest on this plane of action. That's in this whole law that we call recently the law of attraction. Your perfection. Cause and effect. It's an immutable law. Here again, that we all live, move, and have our being in. So if we know this, we have to be able to use it. If we're in something, if we're in this law, we have to be able to use this law. And we learn to use this law by listening to what we're saying to ourselves all the time. What are we saying to ourselves? I can't do that. I'm not educated enough. I don't have those credentials. Oh, I need this before that can happen. You don't need those things. You always have to go back to that idea that I am an unlimited being because I am connected with that source in the universe, which is unlimited. Therefore, I am unlimited. So you go back and you start that whole thing, that conversation in your mind, and you're the one who has to convince your mind. Remember, you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And then we want to know, well, where are we? Who are we? What are we? We're pure spirit. We're pure consciousness. You see, we have a brain, but our brain is not our consciousness. Our consciousness is living all around us. Our consciousness is what's keeping us in these bodies. Our consciousness is what's making these bodies, not our mind. So if you know that, then you can train your mind to think the thoughts that you want to think and to feel the feelings that you want to feel. So you train yourself to think God thoughts after it. That is what we're trying to do. And you'll see this in the Bible. And it says right there, don't you know that you're demigods? Meaning a small god. We have to be small gods if we were made from a big god. What else could we be? You see? So you have to know that. And then you have to know that you have all those qualities and that you have that power. And you have to convince yourself of that. And you have to give up the disbelief. And you have to give up all the things from the past that people have told you. Usually, your parents, your relatives, and your school teachers, and all those authorities that you grew up with, who said to you, you can't do this. When I was growing up, I had an art teacher. Now, that's not true. It wasn't the art teacher that told me that. One of the other teachers in grade school, we had to color in the lines. And I just outlined everything. I thought, oh, this is going to be beautiful. She hated it and said to me, you'll never be artistic. You'll never be artistic. And I took that to heart. Now, my brother was able to do beautiful artwork, and he still does beautiful artwork. So I thought, well, I'm not artistic, so I never even bothered to try. Years later, I decided, oh, I would like to study watercolor. And I took watercolor classes. And lo and behold, I was able to do it. Lo and behold, I was able to do it. That was inside of me. I was the one who put the limitation on myself because somebody else told me that I wouldn't be artistic. That I wouldn't be artistic. So you have to see what people have told you. Because if somebody can be artistic, everyone can be artistic. Remember, this thing that we call God doesn't show favorites. We can all do it. Some of it may come a little more easily to. But if you put your mind to it, you have to be able to do it. Because you're not doing it. God is doing it. This power is doing it. But you have to make that decision. And you have to get rid of that belief that somebody gave you. That this isn't, you can't do that. You can't do that. So I gave that up. I gave that up. That idea up. And I still creeps back in, and I still have to remind myself, oh, Dallas, you're artistic. I have to remind myself of that. Because still there's that little bit left over from years and years ago, somebody saying, you're not artistic. So I immediately took that in and said, well, they must be right because, first of all, they're bigger than I am. You see, when we're children, we're always in the land of giants. And we think, oh, those people must know what they're talking about. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they do not. Most of the time they do not. Here is a big thing that I'm going to tell you, which I have a hard time grasping. But once I started to grasp it, I started to realize that it is absolutely true. 99% of what you think you know is not true. 99% of what you think you know is not true. Only about 1% is the truth. So we have to get rid of that other 99%. We have to look at that and say, ha, how did I fall for this? Why did I allow this to be my belief? And you get rid of that belief. You see, the most amazing thing is that we are able to believe anything that we want to believe. We're able to do that. We're the ones who are choosing our belief systems. This thing that we call God is not giving you a belief system. You are giving yourself the belief system. This power, this energy, this life that we call God already knows. It's we who do not know. So we have to believe. God absolutely believes in us. So if God absolutely believes in us, and God absolutely wants to give us everything, then why don't we have everything? Because God can only do for you what God can do through you. And that means through your mind, through your consciousness. And if you have a belief system, God is not going to change that belief system for you. You've got to change it. So if you have a belief system in poverty, you're not going to be able to make a great deal of money. You're not going to be able to do that because that's the belief. Your belief always has to be prosperity and abundance and money freely circulating in your life, and that money comes to me easily, and that I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter, and money comes to me. Now, people will say, but there is poverty among us. But it doesn't have to be among you. You see? It doesn't have to be among you. Jesus said, the poor will always be among us, which means the poor in consciousness. And poverty is caused because of their consciousness. If they knew that their birthright was to be rich, they would start to be rich. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows so by the use of his faculties, by learning to think correctly about yourself, seeing your own worth. And you know perfectly well in your life, since you've been coming here at least, every time you thought good about yourself, every time you loved yourself, every time you saw yourself as worthy and deserving and totally lovable and that you matter, new and better things came into your life. Things came into your life because of that, because of your thinking. So what we have to do on this plane of act, believe in your, is to correct our consciousness, to correct our thinking, to listen. There she is. To listen to what we're saying about ourselves all the time, so that we always know our greatness. You have to know how great you are. You look lovely. You have to know how great you are. So when you're thinking, when you're meditating, when you're just sitting around, let wonderful thoughts come up about your greatness, about your magnificence, about your connection to this only power. Instead of when you're sitting around thinking, oh, I didn't get that done, oh, I'm not good here, this didn't work there, da 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 da. No. Learn to think better thoughts about yourself. Learn to keep your conversation in heaven. Learn to keep your conversation on a higher level, especially that internal conversation that is always going on within you. Everyone knows about the mind chatter. Everyone knows about all your mind and meat comes up in their mind. And they say, well, where does that come from? Well, who cares where it comes from? Stop doing it. Just transplant that. Transform that into a conversation that says something good about yourself. Why do you want to keep knocking yourself on the head when you don't have to do that? And what are you waiting for? To stop that mind chatter till you think that you have something better, till you read the next book, till you attend the next class? Reading a book and attending a class, it's not going to do it for you. You have to do it. I can make these suggestions, but you have to take it and do something with it. You have to listen to your thinking, and you have to be able to change your thinking instead of just saying, well, this is the way I always thought. This is the way everyone in my family thought. This is the way the rest of the world thought. And yes, maybe the rest of the world does think that way. And maybe when you go to a work or something, you hear all that race of mind, all that conversation going on, and you join in on it. Don't join in on it. Bring your conversation up and keep your conversation in heaven. You join in on that, and then your mind chatter is going to join in, and it's going to tell you. Every time you hear somebody say, aren't people awful today? Not a decent person around today? You hear people say that type of thing. And you have, most people have a tendency to say, yes, you're absolutely right, there isn't a decent person alive. What are you? Chopped liver. You can't do that to yourself. You can't hear that type of conversation. Withdraw from that conversation. And know that that is not true. You have to know that every human being on this planet is good. Every human being on this planet is good. Now you see, if everyone thought that, what would happen? Everyone on this planet would be good. Everyone would be good. But we say, oh no, bad people out there, nasty people out there, horrible people out there. And see, we create that. We create that. It's all done with your thinking. You can change your thinking. You can change your consciousness. Nathan here, since he's been coming, he has changed his body. He works out. His body is completely different than when I knew it when he first came. Now, if you can change your body by lifting weights, change your life by learning to think differently. It's an exercise, people. Your brain is a muscle, and most people don't exercise it. They just let it go. If you exercise your arm muscle, does it not get bigger? If you exercise your brain, areas will open up in your brain. You will see things differently. You see, this is my whole idea about going through this life. Why do we want to think the same thought all the time? Isn't that sort of a waste of life and a waste of time? Some people have been trying to change something for the last 30 years using that same thought process. Well, you know, it's an equation here. The same thought is always going to produce the same result. But people think, oh, well, I'll rethink that. But they don't. They get the same result. The same thought always produces the same result. It's a mathematical equation. And people think they can change that. You can change that. But you can change your thought. And then you get a different result. So if you change your inner dialogue, what's going on inside of you, to knowing that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, can you see how different your life would be, how you would change? So do that. Go to the gym, build up your body, but at the same time, build your mind. Build your mind. Now, everyone, and I'm delighted that people come to this class. And I'm delighted that I'm able to stand or sit here and babble to you. I happen to enjoy that a great deal. And I learn a great deal from it. You know, you only teach what you need to know. And I need to know a great deal. So I enjoy teaching. And I put all these ideas out there and all these suggestions, whatever I'm putting out there. But everything in life is inside of you. You have to change that, what's going on inside of you. And when you change what's going on inside of you, you change what's going on the outside. But we're always looking on the outside for answers. You will find no answers to tell you that they know the life. You'll find no answers there. Every answer to every opportunity that you have is inside of you. It's inside of you. And they all start with knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. Ready? I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. Yeah. Pat, are you still doing that at home and at work and everything? Good. I have heard from several people who have do not come to class, but they listen on the internet, is it called? The internet. And they happen to love this. They happen to love this matter dance. Learn to love it and learn to know that you absolutely matter. That is a wonderful gift to give to yourself. Rhoda, did you not learn all that, and haven't you been giving yourself wonderful gifts because of it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
To convince my mind it's true.
Yes. Yes. You have to convince your mind that it's true. Your mind loves to talk you out of everything. When it starts to do that, you have to remember, number one, I am not my mind. I am not my mind. My mind is mine to use. And you start using your mind. And you allow all that to go through your mind. And then you have to choose what the outcome that you want, not the outcome that your mind tells you. I'll tell you a cute story on myself and how the mind works. At the yoga center that I go to, they have greatness. A young lady who I perceive as not efficient, as not trained well, to the point where I don't think she knows what she's doing. So I had a small confrontation with her. So all weekend, my mind said, well, you could do this, Dallas. You could really hate her. You could cause a lot of trouble. You could threaten to do this. You could blah, da, 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 da. Just on and on. To the point where I thought, oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I had to stop, and I had to say, listen, this is not what I am about. I'm not out to hurt people. I'm out to heal people. Now, how can I change my mind and my perspective about her so that I can help her? And then I said, why is she in my life? She has to be a mirror showing me something about myself. She has to be there as a mirror for me. When I figured all that out, I went today to yoga class and I apologized to her. And I said, thank you for being in my life. You are here to teach me something. I haven't discovered what that is yet. But now I am willing to allow that to happen. And she's a young girl and a very cute girl. Little Korean girl. She was overwhelmed. She said, I never thought you would do something like that. I said, what? You mean to apologize? I said, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I apologize for it. Right now, I'm at total peace with that. I'm at total peace with that. How do I get to be at total peace with that? I realize that I created it. And I took the responsibility for creating it. And I stopped blaming her. And I looked inside of myself. And I said, why is this mirror in front of me? Why is this coming up to teach me something? To teach me, Dallas, you don't know it all. And Dallas, perhaps you're the one that's arrogant. You see? And I'm ready to look at that. But you have to look at it from in here. Then I immediately forgive myself for that. And I bless that whole situation. And I bless the opportunity. And then I bless her. And I release it. And I just release it. Because we don't want to hold on to those things. When the mind is doing that, convoluting, and all that bitterness and anger, oh, I was dreadful. You know, I could have killed her. You have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. Now, many people just stuff it down and so forth. And then the next time it happens, it gets worse, you see. But you have to realize that what is in your life, you have created. And what you create, you have to love. Whatever you create, you have to love. Why is that so? Because when God creates, God loves everything that it creates. God loves everything that it creates. So you have to love everything that you create. Your creations, your thoughts, your emotions are your children. You created them. Now, you have to look at what you created. And if you don't like what you created, you can uncreate it. You can change it. You can transform it. But you can never get rid of it. See, people think they can get rid of it. Once you create something, you have created it for eternity. Creation can never be created nor destroyed. It cannot be. It has to go on. When God created each and every one of us, we go on forever. We go on forever. So when you create something, it's here forever. And if you look at it and you don't like what you created, you have to transform it. And how do we transform something? We love it. We have to love it. And we have to learn how to love it. And I have to learn how to love this young lady. I have to learn how to love her. And that was what I discovered. I was out of love. I was off center. And I could find nothing to love in her. Now that is an impossibility. That is an impossibility not to be able to find love in somebody. Because that's all we are also. A lot of people have it all covered up. But that's what it is. That's what the seed is in each and every one of us. And that's what we're all here for. To learn to love ourselves. To learn to appreciate ourselves. To learn to see our magnificence. To learn to see our greatness. That's what we're here for. Work on that. Because that's a glory that you can give to this thing that we call God. And God wants that for each and every one of us. And we are capable of having that. Because all those qualities are in us already. We came here completely equipped with each and every one of them. Then, for some reason, we start to forget that. We start to forget that. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. You know the story of the little kid that had a newborn sibling, and the little child walked over to the baby, and the mother says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I want to see if the baby still remembers, because I'm starting to forget." And that's what we do. We forget. Look, when we were little kids, we knew our connection to things. And then as we grew, disbelief came in. Why did disbelief come in? Because we started to develop an analytical mind. You see? And when you have an analytical mind, your mind will talk you out of anything. It'll talk you out of anything because it's analytical. I was talking to Rhoda earlier tonight, and we were talking about different types of therapy. Excuse me. Psychotherapy and all that. And the thing that I know about that is this. The mind cannot heal the mind. The mind cannot heal the mind, and that's what everyone is trying to do. They think they can think with their mind and heal something. The mind is the problem. You can't think from the problem, you see. You have to know that you're not your mind. And you have to use your consciousness, your spirit, your soul, to heal the rotten thinking that's going on. But your mind, you can't heal your mind with your mind. You can't heal your mind with thinking. It's an impossibility. Because it just keeps thinking. Just keeps, that's what it does. But once you know that, you can stop doing that to yourself also. And you can see then your magnificence all the time. But don't waste another day in your life thinking bad thoughts about yourself. Don't waste another minute of your time doing that. Where is it getting you? Where has it gotten you? Nowhere. Learn to think only good thoughts about yourself. Learn to see your greatness. Learn to see that. It's the truth. Don't buy in to the other stuff. Don't buy into it. Can you imagine how wonderful your life would be if only good thoughts were always coming through your mind? Could you see the different world that you could live in? Could you see the different universe that you could live in? And can't we all imagine? You ever hear people say, "Oh, that's too big. That's too great. I could never imagine that." You have to be able to imagine it. And this young man came today because he has the answer. What's the biggest tool you have in your toolbox?
Aside from my cordless electric grill.
Yes, besides that.
Imagination.
Imagination. So you have to see yourself the way you want to be, not the way somebody told you you are, and not the way your mind is telling you you are, but the way you want to be. The way you want to be. And that's what I discovered with this young girl. That's not who I wanted to be. That is not what I am about. So why would I allow my mind to do that? You see? And I allowed it. I'll tell you how quickly it happened and how quickly you can slide into that. On Thursday, she had done something that irritated me, and I was getting over it. And then I was doing my exercises on Friday morning, and she was out in the other room. And the more I did my exercises, I could watch my mind say, well, you should, she didn't have a right to do that, and she couldn't have, and that was that, and that was that, and there was that. This is going on and going on. Finally, I got up and said, I'm going to go out and confront her. I'm going to tell her what I think. Before I knew it, I was in front of her saying, da 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 da, whatever. I thought, who is this person? Who am I? See, I left my mind and my emotions make me do something that is not me. That was not me. I lost control of my mind, and my mind took control of me. My mind took control of me. And I knew what was happening. And I was sort of powerless, sort of like in a trance, because I was justified. I was justified. And if I would tell you the complete story, most of you would say, Dallas, you were justified in that. I was not justified in that. You are never justified by hurting somebody. You are never, regardless of what you think, what they have done, when you lash out, you are not justified. The world may tell you that. Race mind may tell you that. But you're not justified. You are not justified. So I was able to recapture myself. So that he believes is not who I am, and this is not who I want to be. And I transformed that. And I will continue to transform it. You see, I created it. It's out there now. Now, I can let it go, and it can get ugly and nasty and mean and hateful. Or now I can decide to transform it. And I have decided to transform it. And the reason why I've decided to transform it is because it does not feel good in my body. It does not feel good living inside of me. And I am willing to give it up. I am willing to give it up. And that is called healing. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to heal ourselves. We're here to heal other people and heal this wonderful planet that we're on. That's our mission, is healing. Years ago, somebody said to me, Dallas, it's very easy to hurt. Why don't you learn to heal? Oh, new idea, new concept. I thought, yes, that's a little more challenging, isn't it? Hurting is the easiest thing in the world to do. Try healing. It's more challenging. It gives you something to do. And you'll feel good about yourself. And that's the other thing. Along with thinking good thoughts about yourself and having good things going on inside of your mind. To feel good all through your body all the time. Isn't that wonderful? You see, when we hurt in any part of our body, it's because there's some blockage going on. And that blockage is because we're holding some kind of a resentment, a hurt, a slight. And we decide, oh, well, we'll bury that somewhere. And we put it in our body. We put it in our body. Yes, that's what we do. We really put it in our mind, but it reflects in the body, because the body has no sensation of its own. The body feels no pain. The body is incapable of feeling pain. Only the brain feels pain. Only the mind feels pain. But we put it there anyway. So, Don't do those things to yourself. See yourself as that wonderful person that you truly are. And don't allow your mind or anybody else to convince you otherwise. You see, what we have done in our lives, we've convinced ourselves that we're less than. We have convinced ourselves of that. Don't do that. When I say we convinced ourselves that we're less than, I'm not saying that we're convinced ourselves that I am less than Nathan or Nathan is less than I. What I am saying here is, when we think that we're less than, we think that we're less than God. We think that we're less than God. And you cannot think that you're less than God. You can't do it to yourself. You're one with God. And you're one with everybody else. Therefore, you can never be less than. Don't let your mind do that either to you. Don't let it do that. Accept these things. Convince your mind of these things. And the reason most people are afraid to say some of the things that I say is because it goes against the institutions that are already out there that have told a lie for over 2,000 years. And people have bought that lie for 2,000 years, and they bought it for so long that they now think that that lie is the truth. That is why 99% of the stuff that you think you know is a lie. Only 1% is the truth. Learn to see that, and you can make that grow from one. You can make that expand. But it happens with your thinking. And it happens inside of you. And it happens by taking responsibility for your life, for your thinking, and for what you have created. Without any blame, without any shame or guilt or anything, you take that responsibility. And then you transform that creation into what you want it to be. You just transform it. That's what all creation is, you know, is just transforming something. We say the person made their transition because they transformed into something. We are all energy. We are all vibration. And you've heard energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. It can only be transformed. Water is still water when it is ice. Water is still water when it is steam. It's just transformed into something else. And that's what we're doing with our lives. We are transforming into the beings that we truly are. And we're doing that by convincing our mind that that is so. That that is so. We have to convince our mind that that is so. So if you're trying to create something and it's not coming, it has to do with some disbelief that you have. And you can root that disbelief out. And then your manifestation will take place. But never give up. And never give up on yourself. Work on this. The same way you go to the gym. The same way I go to yoga. I do that for my body. But I do everything every day for my mind also. I am constantly correcting my mind. And the part that I'm always correcting is the judgmental part. because my mind can judge instantly about the craziest things that you ever wanted, and I keep no, 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 no. From the Course in Miracles, today I will judge nothing that occurs. Today I will judge nothing that occurs. You see, you just look at things as events, as occurrences going on, without any judgment whatsoever. You put judgment behind it. Then emotion comes up. Then analytical thinking comes up. And it just gets into a twisted mass of ugliness. And that's what I was over the weekend. A twisted mass of ugliness. Practically not able to function. Which is a very bad thing. I functioned. But every thought was on that opportunity. So, I really wasn't present in the moment because my mind was elsewhere, trying not only to destroy me, but to destroy another human being. See? So, love your creations. See them. And if you don't like them, transform them into what you want them to be. Okay? With that, let's do a spiritual mind training. And this is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. I truly am one with the only power in the universe, and I call that power God. And I am absolutely delighted to be part of that energy, that light, that vibration. And I use that energy, that vibration, to bring good into my life. I use that that energy to transform me, to always keep me in the center, in that center where I know love dwells. And I allow that love to grow and grow and grow, so that it comes right out through me and affects everything around me. And when it does so, I realize that it also acts as a magnet, and it draws to me all the desires and all the wants, so that I know that I can have everything that I want. And I do that right here and right now. And I let that be so. And so it is. Somebody the other day said to me, Dallas, you always say, and I let that be so, and so it is. And other people, when they're doing a spiritual mind treatment, do not say that. They just say, and so it is. A lot of people say, and so it is, amen. Amen means so it is, by the way. In case you didn't know. That's what amen means. And so it is. The reason I always add, and I let that be so, because your mind immediately talks you out of it. And I'm the one that's allowing it to be so. You give a thing, a treatment. You want this, this, and this. And then you don't let it alone. You start to nitpick it. You start to say other things about it, see? And I let that be so, meaning I let that alone now that I've done it. I don't go back and start nitpicking it. I don't go back and start rooting around. I let it be so. I keep my hands off of it. Once you do a treatment, you have to know that this thing that we call God is intelligent. And you don't have to repeat things to God. God knows exactly what it's doing. I don't have to give directions to God. I'm not here to give directions to God. You see? I'm here to give directions to myself. I'm here to give directions to myself. Remember, Fun and Entertainment Committee, ways and means. Ways and means. Let God do what God does. Let God do what God does. But no, God can only do for you what God can do through you, meaning through your mind, through your consciousness, through your beliefs, through your attitudes, through your opinions, and through your viewpoints. When you can change those, and you know you can change those, then the power works through those. But if your belief system is, I will only ever make $20,000 a year, that's as far, because that's your belief system, and God will not dishonor your belief system. Because why? God loves and respects and appreciates you so much that God is not going to argue with you. God is going to give you what you want, $20,000. And you say, well, I can't understand why I only make $20,000. Because that's all you ask for, and that's all you stretched your consciousness to. That is where your belief system is. And when you change your belief that, oh, I can have more because I know I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter, then your belief system changes, your consciousness grows, and then your money and your prosperity and your abundance grow. It's done. That's the way it's done. But this thing called God wants to give you everything. But you have to make yourself ready for that. That's the title of tonight's talk, by the way, is God. And what do we think about God? And who is God? And everyone has a different idea of God. And no one knows what God is. You know, I tell people, if somebody says that they know what God is, run the other way. Get out of that immediately. Brand name churches want to tell you that they know exactly what God is. And that God is this, that, and the other thing. God's on a throne somewhere with wearing a crown. On his right hand is this person, and his left hand is that person. And then there's the dominions, and then there's the, oh my goodness, goes on and on and on and on. That's their idea. That's their idea. You have to get an idea of what you want God to be. See, God can be anything you want it to be. God doesn't care. Well, I can assure you, God's not sitting on a throne someplace wearing a crown. First of all, God is not human. God is an energy. God is an intelligence. God is life itself. And this life, this intelligence, this energy, is the only thing there is. And it runs through each and every one of us. And it runs through everything you see, the chair, the carpet. It is everywhere present. And it's everywhere present all the time. God doesn't sleep. God doesn't go on vacation. God is always totally present. Totally present for us to use, for us to use. So start to use God. I found some of my 3x5 cards. And here is one. God is doing a great work in and through me now. God is doing a great work in and through me now. You have to know that this thing called God is through you, is in you, and is doing a great job as you. A great job as you. God is doing a great work in and through me now. Think of that. Isn't that wonderful? I pray that I may become a more suitable channel through which God can express his divine attributes. This card is the one that helped save my sanity over the weekend when I had that opportunity to heal. I pray that I may become a more suitable channel. I wasn't a suitable channel, was I? When I hated the other person. I wasn't a suitable channel for God to operate fully through me. For God to work fully through me. I had to forgive myself, forgive the situation, forgive that person, so that I could clean out that blockage. And then I could become a suitable channel through which God can express his divine attributes. His divine attributes. What are they? Their love, their healing, their beauty, their grace. The biggest one is compassion. The biggest attribute is compassion. You must have compassion. I had no compassion for that person. I had no compassion for that person. My mind said, she should never have been born. She should have never existed. What is she doing in my life, this hateful, mean person? That's what my mind was doing to me. Now, with my mind doing that to me, you think that this thing that we call God looked down. Now, I'm just using that as an expression. God doesn't look down. Looks down and says, oh, look at that. I could never go through that channel. That channel's filthy and dirty. You have to make yourself ready. You have to clean that out. And you do that by removing those thoughts. You have to remove those thoughts. You can pray all day long for God to remove those thoughts. They will not be removed, people. You have to remove them. You have to remove them, and you have to forgive yourself. Remember, God is not in the forgiving business. God does not forgive because God has never condemned. God does not condemn. Only humans condemn. God does not do that. So if you're looking for forgiveness, you have to do that for yourself, and you have to forgive yourself. And it's very easy to forgive yourself. You say to yourself, I did the very best I knew how to do at the time with the knowledge that I have. But now I see myself in a whole new and different light. And therefore I can change myself. And I can return to that lovable human being that I wish to be. And then you return to that. And stop letting your mind say, oh, this will take 10 years. I have to do 10 years before I'm going to give this one up. No. You can give it up instantly. God does not hold grudges. Don't hold them against yourself. Won't work. But God give an opportunity to reinvent yourself according to God's mind's perfect idea of you. You get to choose. I've changed my presence of mind. I've changed my presence of mind. And that's what I did with this opportunity with the young lady. I changed my presence of mind. I saw myself, I saw her, and I saw the situation differently. I reinvented myself according to God's mind's perfect idea of you. You see, God holds you in absolute perfection. God holds you in absolute perfection. Holds me in absolute perfection also. So now you must learn to hold yourself in absolute perfection. You must learn to do that for yourself. It is already done for you. You have to recognize that. If you live, move, and have your being in the mind of God, And that mind sees you in absolute perfection. You have to be able to see yourself in absolute perfection. That is the truth, people. You have been told, and I have been told for over 2,000 years, a lie. And what was that lie that started over 2,000 years ago? You are not perfect. Don't ever think that you're perfect. Only God is perfect. And perhaps this man that we called Jesus was perfect. And then, since they decided that Jesus was perfect, what did they make Jesus? They made Jesus God. Remember? That's what they say. Jesus is God. Well, Dallas is God. Nathan is God. You're God. You're God. You're God. You're God. You're God. The lie started 2,000 years ago that you were not perfect. And it has remained in race mind. And that is why you think that you are not perfect. Because you were born into a conversation that is already going on. And when you chose to incarnate on this planet, you came into that conversation. And you immediately forgot your perfection. You immediately forgot your perfection. Now it's time to reclaim your perfection. And know that you are perfect. That you are perfect in everything you do. And you're perfect with everything about you. You have to see your perfection. And when you start seeing that perfection, it will happen for you. It will happen for you. And you can use that with any opportunity that comes into your life by knowing that you are perfect and what's happening to you is perfect. You see? If you're not feeling well, if you've been diagnosed with something chronic, I love that now they call everything chronic, you know, because they can keep it going forever. If you know your perfection, a healing takes place. Because something that's perfect cannot get a disease of any type. Something that's perfect cannot have negative thoughts. It's an impossibility. Our system, meaning our body, this sack of water that we live in, was intentionally designed to contain this power that we're always talking about, or the power that I am always talking about. Because the power within you is that great that it could light up the whole world. Just think of the power of one atom. And don't then smash an atom and get the atom bomb and all that power explode. You have inside of you between 50 and 100 trillion cells, which are atoms in themselves. So think of the power that you have. And you're able to contain all that power without exploding because of this wonderful body, which was intentionally created. Put that, if you don't understand, put that on the shelf, the word intentional. And that one day it will dawn on you what that means. But we were intentionally created with this system so that we could hold this power. How many people, when you're in negativity, when you're thinking negative thoughts and so forth, don't feel quite right? Your energy isn't there anymore. Because we were created to think positive thoughts. And when you think a positive thought, your whole mind and body feels good. You can run a car on kerosene, but it will sort of along. If you put gas in it, smooth sailing. Negative thoughts. Positive thoughts. Smooth sailing. Smooth sailing. So it's our choice. Always. Do I want to think negative thoughts? Or do I want to think positive thoughts? Do I want to keep my conversation in what we consider race mind? And race mind is always in the law of averages. Or do I want to raise my consciousness and my conversation so that it stays in heaven, where I am always dwelling in the law of cause and effect, or the law of attraction? It's our choice. It's always our choice. But absolutely believe in your perfection. Believe in your perfection. Believe in your greatness. Believe in your magnificence. Believe that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. It will change your life. And if you're not getting what you want, look for that disbelief that is inside of you. I have said many times, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Help me with my unbelief. And we can change that. And we can come back to this thing that we call center. And we can dwell in this thing that we call love. And then we can see the world completely differently. We can see our lives completely differently. And we can learn to enjoy every minute of life. This is a wonderful experience that we're going through, loaded with wonderful opportunities.